here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. In studio with me, Governor's Military Council Executive Director and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins. We're talking about a number of issues from before, but we're going to move forward and talk a little bit about something that happened yesterday. You were at the Military Relations Committee luncheon. That's a sort of a branch of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. So how'd it go? What was some of the discussion there?
Oh, I thought it was great. We were able to listen to really the school district here for Manhattan. And they provided us a lot of the things that they are doing with regards to facilitating the military child. I being a brat, my dad was Air Force. I was in the Department of Defense schools and then also in a lot of the public school systems. And so it's great to see that that our public school system, specifically Manhattan and schools like Junction City, really are sensitive to the needs of the military child. And that's critical when you think about all the deployments, all the separations. Emotional needs of the children are so important. And so to hear the school talk about it, to actually hear that they have a robot in the school where they can use an iPhone, and the service member calls in, his face appears on the robot, and he gets to walk with his son or daughter through the hallways of the school and attend class with him for an hour. That was incredible.
Really? They have that there?
They do.
That's heartwarming. That's really nice to hear.
It is a great system.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Wow. So speaking of children, that might be a good segue because they're a big part of the Veterans Day parade here in the community.
That's right. And, you know, November 12th is going to be Manhattan Veterans Day parade. It's, if not the largest, one of the largest Veterans Day parades in the state. And so I always tell people, get that on your calendar. Come out and support your veterans, the ones that have stood on point for the nation, sometimes thousands of miles away, have sacrificed a lot for our freedoms. And it means a lot when they see people lining the streets and waving the American flag and celebrating their service.
I imagine, from what I've heard, that we had Military Relations Committee folks in here earlier in the week, and they said that generally the people do line the streets up out there. I haven't been able to see the glory of a Veterans Day parade here in the community just yet.
Oh, it's very well attended. You know, you could always use more folks. You know, I can tell you that a lot of times people say, I wish I coulda, woulda. This is an opportunity to get it on your calendar early, put it down, tell your bosses that, you know, you're going to take a little bit of time to go recognize those that served our nation and have done it absolutely brilliantly.
And are there any specific aspects of that parade that you think stand out as some of the most iconic for you?
Yes, I think so. I love the children. You know, they do it right here in Manhattan, and they have the children come out of the elementary schools. And to see the first and second graders waving the flag and with the big smiles on their faces, that to me represents what's all good about America.
And as I understand, that's why they have it on a school day, actually, so that the children can be, you know, taken over. They don't have to necessarily find transportation on a day off. They're able to use buses, and they're able to get out there for that parade.
Yeah, there's no better history lesson and learning that freedom isn't free than to march in a Veterans Day parade and learn the true meaning of a Veterans Day.
And also coming up, changing gears slightly here, there's the Association of the United States Army, or is it the Armed Forces? Am I getting it correct?
No, it's Association of the United States Army. You got it exactly right.
Yeah, and they're having their annual meeting on October 8th, I believe, is the beginning.
Well, to start on the Sunday and then carry through the week, and you've got about 41 community members from this area that are going to go out and represent really the Central Flint Hills. It's a great opportunity to see the azimuth the Army has set and what velocity they're moving out and be able to talk with senior leaders in our Army. So I'm looking forward to see what comes out of that particular conference and meeting and see what our community members bring back as really action items we can do for really our installations and servicemen and women here in Kansas.
Oftentimes, what are kind of some of the discussions that go on at these associations, especially with the community members who make it out?
Well, I think there's a bunch of different forums that go on. So there's a family forum. So there'll be a lot of discussion about things that are challenging family, like credentialing and licensing of spouses of military members. We just here in the state of Kansas, for example, were able to become a part of the Nurses Licensure Compact. It's a 27-state compact, which means that if somebody comes in who's a nurse and a spouse of a military member, and they want to practice license or practice nursing here in the state of Kansas, they can do that now without paying a licensing fee. And that's critical for us because we got a critical shortage of nurses in our medical communities here in the state of Kansas.
All right. And I think we're just about out of time here. Executive Director Wiggins, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Of course. And thank you again to Dr. Marty Veneer from NBAF for coming in as well. If you missed any of this episode, or if you want to check out our archives in general just to see the whole thing, you can find us on newsradiokman.com. Go down to the on-demand section, look for In Focus. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.
General, always great to have you in. Thanks for coming in today. Tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, we'll get an update from Hale Library. We try to do that once a month, give you an idea of the work that's being done there to restore that historic facility. Also, we'll have guests from Riley County Extension, 4-H Week's coming up, and Oztoberfest. That's always a big deal in Wamego, and we'll have some folks here as well. So that's tomorrow on In Focus. Clark Howard's next, Rush Limbaugh, The Dan Patrick Show, then The Game this afternoon. The Bill Snyder Show is on KMAN tonight. That begins at 7 o'clock. Keep tuned to weather advisories. We could see some showers and thunderstorms that could be impactful in the area today.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.